Hello, everyone, and welcome to Falcon Cast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons. I'm Matt Moore, next to Jay Adams and Reed Farron. It's finally here. Opening week of the NFL season. We finally play games that count. We get to open up with the division rival, the New Orleans Saints. I don't think there could be a better vibe in this building, in this town, in this region for Falcon football right now. How have you guys felt the excitement, both, you know, yourself and then what you've seen from, you know, people interacting with you socially?
Yeah, I've felt it just build all week. You know, it's really started with Monday, and you finish up the business of cutting players from training camp and get into a little Falcons on Falcons practice on Monday. And then you kind of feel it build a little bit on Tuesday and Wednesday, especially because that's when you do some game planning and all that kind of stuff. So you really feel it build around here, and the excitement is starting to peak a little bit.
Well, the buzzword around the locker room definitely was the rivalry. The 90th career meeting between the teams. Falcons lead the series 46-43. You guys told me from the very first day I walked in your podcast, the Georgia Dome is going to be lit up like crazy, and I can't wait to see, compared to the preseason, what this is actually going to be like.
You know, we did a little research. We haven't had a home opener since 2009.
Yeah.
That's crazy that we have. I mean, it's been a while.
This is my first home opener.
First home opener
since I've been here. I came
in
2010.
The New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Drew Brees, Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
We could keep going with them, and we will. But I think the Dome is going to be electric. Saying it's going to be electric is an understatement. I mean, I think the players, talking to them in the locker room this week, they're excited to have a home opener, and especially the guys on defense, they're kind of looking forward to seeing how loud the Georgia Dome can get.
Yeah, and make no mistake, I mean, fans are going to play a huge role in this game. Just when the Falcons are on defense and just making things difficult for Drew Brees. Obviously, he's a fantastic quarterback. He's one of the best in the game. But any advantage the Falcons can get over a guy like that, and that includes crowd noise, I think, you know, the players are going to be welcoming that. So please come and be loud.
And I was talking
on time too.
Yeah, I was talking to, and that's what Willie Moe said. He wants the fans to turn up, show up, and rise up on Sunday. And you said it yourself. They're gonna.
Yeah.
Congratulations! You just made a new song that someone's gonna make and send us on Twitter. Turn up, show up, rise up.
Mm-hmm. That's Willie Moe right there.
Good. Okay, so you know, I think a lot's been, the hype machine has been turned full on this game. Now, is that fair? I don't know. But Coach Smith always says he breaks the season up into quarters, not game by game. He goes, you know, four quarters of the season. But is there extra importance on this game? It is a division game, so that takes it up one notch. But how important is this game? How important is a Falcon victory this Sunday?
Well, I think it sets the stage for, you know, how you're going to do, you know, the rest of the way in some respects. But I think sometimes we put a little bit too much weight on a win or a loss in the opening game. Of course, you want to set the tone and you want to start off on the right foot. But I don't know that a loss in this game or a win in this game does anything more for you than any other game. It really is the first step in a very long marathon, and NFL players who have been around, they know that. They know that the game doesn't come down, or the season doesn't come down to the opening game. So whatever happens, it's you're hoping for some momentum. You're hoping to start out on the right foot, but it's not an end-all be-all for sure. But you want to beat the Saints. I mean, that's really right. What it comes down to. For Falcons fans, this is a must-win. You know, you talk about Sean Payton and Drew Brees and their success that they've had over the Falcons since they came in. I mean, if you're a Falcons fan, you're tired of hearing it from the Saints fans. So certainly a must win from a Falcons fan point of view.
Yeah, there's two sides of this coin. I think I'm kind of on both sides, trying to, you know, go on one side or the other. But I was talking to William Moore, asking the question, and he said he's not buying into the make or break season on one game. You know, you've always heard, like, you have one chance to make a great first impression. Yeah, the fans, this is a must-win for them, for the Falcons. And I think, obviously, we're viewing that as it is from a fan standpoint. But you and I, we've been in the locker room, all three of us. We know what the players are thinking, and they're just focused on one thing at a time. And again, let's not forget to factor into the equation. What happens when we go to Cincinnati? Win or lose, it's on to the next game.
That's it, yeah.
All right, we're going to play a little buy or sell here, a little game we like to play here, and we'll throw it to you guys. Number one I'm going to say is containing, buy or sell, containing Jimmy Graham is the key to stopping the Saints' offense.
I'm going to buy that because, you know, you've seen what he's done against the Falcons in the past, and he does damage, and it's not just against the Falcons. He has success against a lot of teams, and the way they use him as – you know, kind of a hybrid. And, you know, I know in the offseason when he was doing his contract stuff, there was the big thing, is he a wide receiver? Is he a tight end? But, you know, for what he does at his position, I mean, he's a special player, and you have to contain him if you hope to stop this team. Now, they have a lot of weapons on offense, just like the Falcons do, and you've got to find a way to contain those guys. But I think, you know, stopping him takes a lot of wind out of their sails, so I'm going to go ahead and buy that.
I'm going to sell that. Obviously, Jimmy Graham is a huge talent. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm a big numbers guy. Aside from Fayed and Lunch, math is my favorite subject.
Okay.
So looking at some numbers, Jimmy Graham in 8 games against the Falcons, he was targeted 55 times, 35 receptions, but the killer guy is the 6 receptions where he has 25 yards or more. And 2 of those coming last year when he scored on the 44-yard touchdown against us. So, yes, he's a huge factor. But I think that William Moore and the rest of the defense is going to – they're also the focus has been on stopping Drew Brees, getting his face, block those passing ways, and try to disrupt not just Jimmy Graham but the whole offense.
And I think, you know, you bring up a good point there with your stat, is that Jimmy Graham's going to get his catches. Mm-hmm. He's going to get his numbers. It's stopping him. Don't allow him to take too many steps because he's a big guy. He's tough to bring down, and he can really, when he gets into some open space, he's got some speed. So it's really all about bringing him down on that first hit and not allowing him to have those big explosive plays.
I'm going to definitely sell because everything I've been hearing is you stop the run first. That is the key. Even though when you think Saints, you think Drew Brees, Jimmy Graham, Marcus Colston, then you got Cooks, the rookie who we haven't really seen a lot from. It all starts, it still starts with them on the running game. If you can get them in second and long and third and long, defenses can have success against the Saints.
Huge key, yeah.
All right, second buy or sell. Getting Julio Jones the ball is the key to energizing this Falcons offense. Buy or sell.
Why don't you start off this one? You go ahead.
Come on, numbers guy.
Come on, no, numbers. What do you got, numbers?
I'll buy this. In, 5 career games, Julio versus the Saints, 26 receptions, 336 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Obviously, we saw how electrifying the audience was in the Georgia Dome when he lit the place up against the Titans. Now, division rivalry, first game. I mean, he hasn't played in a regular season game since Week 5 last year. The whole Georgia Dome is going to light up when he gets the ball in his hands.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sell this, and I'm going to say, you know, Julio, obviously you want him to have the ball. I mean, that's where you want him is running the ball, getting downfield, catching passes, all those things. But I think for me, the bigger key is keeping Matt Ryan clean, keeping him upright in a clean pocket, because he's got so many different playmakers that he can go to that it doesn't matter if it's Julio or Roddy or Harry or Devin or Steven Jackson or Devontae Freeman, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As long as he's staying clean, I think the Falcons have a fantastic chance of winning this game, and so for me, that's the key.
Third buy or sell, this game will come down to one score, buy or sell, and it will depend on penalties and turnovers.
Yeah, I'm going to buy that because, you know, these two teams, despite the success that the Saints have had over the Falcons in recent years, they play very, very close. I think 7 of the last 12 have been decided by 7 points or fewer. So there there's just so much on the line for both of these teams that they can't help but come out and play each other close. And I really do believe that it comes down to a mistake here or there, a penalty here or there, the ball bouncing one way or another. It doesn't take a whole lot to tilt the momentum in this matchup, and I could really see it just coming down to maybe those one or two plays.
Yeah, I'll buy within a score. And again, we've heard Coach Smith say during the entire preseason, way too many penalties across the league, but also more specifically with the Falcons. So I believe that they will cut the penalties down, but it will be within a score. And it's funny, I was talking to Matt Bryant this week, and I just asked him the mindset, hey, Matt, if it comes down to a game-winning kick, what's your thought process? And he just said he goes through a game-winning kick, regardless if it's a PAT or a 50-yard field goal to win the game. His thought process is the same. And so he's focused. You and I have talked about he's Mr. Reliable, and I can't wait to see if it does come down to the fact Matt Bryan will do his thing.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting point. We sit here and we talk about Jimmy Graham, and we talk about Julio Jones and the different playmakers on offense and defense for both of these teams. But really, when you talk about close games, a lot of it comes down to special teams. And I could really see Matt Bryant and Matt Bosher playing a significant role in this game. You know, Bosher, it's all about field position. You know, and he's one of the best in the league, I think, at creating field position for the defense. But you know, that's going to be so crucial against this Saints team. The longer field that Drew Brees has, the more difficult it becomes. So I really think an unwritten storyline right now is just how that kind of unfolds and becomes a part of this game.
That was what I call a layup by ourselves. I mean, I try to give you one that you're...
That was a nice softball. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
I do softballs. I play T-ball here on the Falcon cast. All right. We're going to do a little... we're going to start week one, and we're going to keep track of this. All right, we're going to have Nicole Johnson, Brian Bosek, our wonderful seasonal employees, are going to keep track of this. And maybe we'll do a lunch at the end. Maybe we'll invite a Twitter person to come have lunch on the person that loses this competition may have to buy the other two lunch. So we're going to pick the most important player of this game, and then we'll keep track and see kind of who wins, who loses on next week. So I'll let you guys have the honors. I'll go last.
Well, I'm going to give the honors to my friend Reed here because this is he's getting introduced to this.
First go around, getting back to the numbers, I'm going with Devin Hester, not only because we've seen what he can do on punt return, kick return, but he said, when I got guys like Julio, Harry Douglas, Roddy White, that's who's going to be focused on by the Saints. He'll be on the other side, you know, hoping to make the most of he says he just wants to make a couple plays. I think it's going to be a lot more than that. He does have two returns, one receiving touchdown and a punt return against the Falcons in his career, or against the Saints, excuse me. So my guy, Devin Hester.
You know, for this particular feature here, you know, I've got to go with a guy who's going to get some stats, but I would like to go with a guy like Jake Matthews because I think that matchup against Cam Jordan is going to be a real big one. But I'm going to go with Julio Jones just because I feel like he's been the guy who's hungry to get back into the fold. I have yet to see a cornerback be able to contain this guy when he's at his best and when Matt is clean. So for me, I think I've got to go with Julio Jones. He's going to be the playmaker this game.
Very good choices. I'm going with Dwight Lowry on defense. Ooh. I think he's someone that has not been talked about enough. Mm-hmm. A reason we brought a guy in like him was to play the Saints and match up against some of the playmakers that safeties will have to cover in an offense like the Saints. All right, before we go, how about just one thing you're looking forward to seeing? One thing to look for on Sunday before we get out of here?
I'm going to hammer it again, and I'm going to say protecting against that pass rush of the Saints. I think it's so vitally important for the Falcons to slow them down defensively and be able to keep that offense on the field, sustain drives, and keep Matt clean. I think that's really the key to the game for me.
Listen, we've seen all offseason with Hard Knocks. Coach Smith's preached it. A bigger, tougher team, more physical. It's all about the defense. Obviously, Drew Brees, potential, or he's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. The Saints want this opportunity. Coach Nolan said when you play against a guy like Drew Brees, if you're a competitor, you want to play against him. And that's what the guys in the locker room this week have said. They're ready to come out and see what happens on Sunday.
I'm going with the dome-filled advantage, baby. Dome-filled advantage. Fans get in there early. Was it rise up, turn up, and
show up?
Show up, turn up, rise up.
There you go.
That's a motto you need to focus on this Sunday. That's your key to the game if you're coming to the game this Sunday. Thanks for everyone for tuning in to the Falcon Cast. Make sure you tune into the game this Sunday, 1 p.m. And if you can't make it to the game, or if you do make it to the game, go to AtlantaFalcons.com. We're going to have some great coverage all throughout the game. You'll see the key plays. And then following the game, we're going to talk to about 10 guys in the locker room. Jay will have some quick takes. You'll get five things from Reed. A lot of good content coming your way on game day this Sunday. Thanks again for Reed Farron, Jay Adams. I'm Matt Moore. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Falcon Cast.